This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Friday, everybody. 97.1 FM Talk DGS. Fridays really mean something now, don't they? Like, it's always... Fridays have always been fun, but now you feel like you're... Like, when you're a kid and you're stuck in the middle of the pool... And you're coughing up chlorine, you make it to the side, and you're like, oh, whoo. Mm-hmm. That's how Friday feels now.
I'm going to live.
I'm not going to drown. I know that styrofoam's not great for the environment, but man, it's good for soda. Mm-hmm. That's the same soda I got this morning at 9 a.m. from QT, and it's still got ice in it.
Yeah. And that cup will be here until... That cup will be here until 99.
Yeah, give that cup to your grandkids.
My great grandkids could use it, and the ice would still be intact.
But man, does it keep those drinks cold? Like, you can't fight that.
I think it chemically reacts with the soda and makes it taste better too.
Oh boy,
you might be onto something.
Better than cardboard.
I used to think that was a ridiculous statement, but our friend Donnie Fandango taught me that years ago.
Yeah,
he said, "Look, it tastes better in the styrofoam." We're big recycling
people.
Personally,
I like when my drinks chemically interact with the things.
But
I'm
there's something about the styrofoam that it just does taste better.
My very, very favorite, you'd have to time travel, is a real Coke or Pepsi in a glass bottle, ice cold.
Yep.
Out of the bottle.
Yep.
That was the best soda.
Glass out of the glass bottle.
Yes.
They still make glass bottle Cokes.
They're just not the same.
No.
If you get like a Mexican cane sugar soda, those are pretty close.
Is that closer?
Yeah.
So good. Feels good though.
It does feel good.
Feels good drinking.
Feels right. Definitely feels right. Mm. God, I had this friend. So everyone picture drinking out of a bottle. We all have slightly different techniques. He would stick the bottle in his mouth.
There it is.
All the way in his mouth. Not to be funny, not to be dirty.
Right, right.
For real, he would just stick it all the way in his mouth. I still don't know how he did it.
Like a bird, and then he'd like tilt his head
and
back.
It would just like go down his throat, I guess.
That's weird.
You
like
think?
Like a dolphin.
Yeah, exactly. Like an alien. Like, what do you... Then you just get used to it. You're just like, okay, he's going to do that now.
You'd think as a kid he'd be shamed into trying it another way. Apparently not.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to him.
Oh,
everyone in the world just put it on their lips and drank.
Yes.
And he'd be like, what are you? And he's like, I don't even know how you do that.
Oh.
Have you ever in real life seen the thing that people, the way that people hold like bottles in movies, like between two fingers and like tip it upside down to drink? Have you ever seen that in real life?
I can't even picture what you're talking about.
It's hard to
explain.
They were
to do it like this?
Or
what, with the fingers
like,
up?
Like between like this.
Oh, I see
so
what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a cigarette.
Yeah, kind of. And you can like flip it upside
like
down.
Like beer bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was never cool enough to do that.
I've never seen someone. I don't know if it's actually doable.
Man, that was high stress. Phoebe's at that age now where I've talked to her quite a bit about parties and drinking and things like that. Mostly based on my own nerd dork experience. I didn't go to very many. But the ones I went to, I didn't have any fun because I was just trying to figure out how many swallows, the minimum swallows of beer I could get away with to have beer breath, but then to pour out the rest so I didn't die. Because my mom and dad had just led me to believe that like three beers is the most any human's ever drank. And if you drink more than that, you'll be dead. And then I had to ascertain how drunk to act. And it was just drama. I'd rather stay home and watch Love Boat. It was just so much drama.
What would have happened to you had you just said, I don't drink? Yeah, I wondered about that option.
Pink belly.
Just, yeah, I mean, it just wasn't an option.
Okay.
Not for me. I was just, again, growing up where I did, I didn't, not only did I not go to the public pool, I didn't know it existed. Not only did I not go roller skating, I didn't know this was a thing. And so to go from that to being at like a popular kids party on a farm at a pig roast with a bonfire and everyone, it's like,
it's a big leap.
It's a very big leap. I was just trying to not stand out.
I
managed very well. One thing I did not do was stand out.
Hey, you know what I got in the mail today?
Mm.
My real Missouri ID.
Mm.
And
all
it's
right,
very
let's show it
exciting.
To the people.
Put it on the
Facebook
webcam.
Facebook Live it.
Oh, no.
Watch yourself.
I thought you had to get that when you got your driver's license.
I did. Oh. So I went in to do that and use the old QLS, and then they, yeah, that's right. They get. I'm very proud. Then they send it to you a couple days later. But here's the thing. Here's what I didn't realize. I was at lunch with a friend of mine today, and I said, well, yeah, she had just done hers, and she had the little paper one. And I said, oh, what was it? Mine was $27. And she said, I paid $42.
See, I'm not impressed with you because your life is all put together. These kind of things are easy for people like you. Like, you probably have a drawer that says Social Security card, and you just have your Social Security card in that drawer. My Social Security card's at a girlfriend's house from 1985. I have no idea where any of that stuff is. If I get my real ID, I'll brag about it.
Fair enough.
For you. I figured you got them every day.
I did not have my Social Security card. You had to do an alternate, which was something. Oh, a 1099. You can do a 1099 that has your name and Social Security number on it.
Might have that.
Yeah. So you can cobble together something.
Oh, that's... Sue, my whole life has been cobbling together something. I'm not even kidding.
But didn't you just do this? And yeah. then you locked
I
it in.
I thought
again.
You'd had, Dave.
For
birth certificate.
So you could fly to Colorado.
Yeah. Remember when you had to get on the plane with the like printed out piece of paper?
I do remember like, that, Andrew.
Does this count?
I do remember that. Holding a pot gummy in my mouth so I didn't get arrested. Speaking of that, oh, man. Not yesterday. I've told the story of how I've been running red lights downtown. And there's one in particular, Tony, you know it very well, right by the McDonald's, where all the homeless people hang out. I don't want to talk to them, and there's never any traffic, and there's the road's closed, so I run that all the time. This morning, I was coming into work, and on the right-hand side, I noticed a cop just sitting there on the side. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, today's the day I don't run the red light. I get up to the red light, and there's another cop over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed there's another cop across the way. Pointed the opposite way. I'm going to say it was 2 or 3 seconds that my egomaniac, narcissistic ass thought, oh my God, it's Sting. They know I've been running this red light. They know about what time I come to work.
They know I've cobbled together my life.
It was like 3 seconds.
That's funny.
Before I went, yeah, the St. Louis PD have a stakeout waiting for you to run the red light to give you an $80 ticket.
I thought the rest of the story was going to be you stopped at a red light next to a police officer, and the police officer looked at you like, what are you doing, sucker? And then drove through the red light.
No.
I have definitely seen every type of person, including police officers, run red lights in certain parts of the city, especially those ones on Cole Street that don't even... There's not even streets.
There's not a way for someone to get to you.
There's no intersection there. The road that has the other side of the red light on it is closed, so there's no chance of cross traffic.
I was on Cole going home last night, and a cop was next to me at the red light that people usually run, like you know the second one, the one that always gets run.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him pissed because I couldn't run it, and he looked at me pissed because he couldn't run it. In front of me.
Right.
Oh, and I think he could have.
And so we're just looking at each other like, oh, we got to set this whole 2 minute light now.
They are a suggestion at worst.
Just a guideline.
At best, they're
they
a
don't
stop,
even exist.
Stop sign. It's a stop sign at best.
Rich,
you
I thought
stop,
of you.
Look and then go.
You like lipstick.
Yeah.
Have you seen the $300 lipstick that just came out at the Consumer Electronics Show?
Nope.
It's pretty cool. So I saw a video of it working. I don't know how it works on the inside.
Doing something more than just
yeah.
Paint
pretty
lips.
Neat.
The one I'm wearing right now was $7.99.
I don't
Target.
Know how many different liquids it has in it, but there are three little holes that they come out of, and there's an app. And what you do is there's like almost limitless colors, mm-hmm. and you pick it, and three different lipsticks come out. Into like a gel
and make
it whatever you want.
That's really
and
awesome.
Then is it like you replace the cartridges?
I guess
or something?
So. Yeah,
it's
I
like
guess
a
so.
3D printer as your lipstick.
Pretty much.
That's pretty cool.
But I thought that was really cool.
I would say that would be worth it for people who are super into makeup. But the makeup community seems to be a lot about like it's a collector's thing. Like it's just people just like to buy it. I always feel like I'm getting a little box of treasure when
I've always
I get, won- like,
I've always wondered about that.
Stuff.
Very exciting.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
Like our friend Trish Gazelle does Ipsy. It's one of those subscription services where they'll send you they'll send you like five full size products a month.
Uh-huh.
And you don't need it. It's all stuff you already have, but it's just fun to open it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife did that for a while. You get little pouches. It's nice. It's nice. I had did what's the there's a cat I don't remember what it's called. We did it for like 2 months, but it's a cat one. Where they send you like cat toys,
and
little like themed cat, which the cat hates because cats don't like toys, so you throw them in the trash in 6 months.
Good business model.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I'm not sure what's happening right now. So you bought Gigi a monthly subscription to something she hates.
A loot box.
Yeah. They'd send like little themed cat toys. It's sort of like BarkBox, which is the big one for
Lulu gets that.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, cats are a little bit different than dogs.
BarkBox.
Meow.
No, it's
meow
called, mix. It's called meow something. It's got a meow in it. It was
meow
a
meow kitty box.
Do you guys see? This happens every now and then, but now it's like, no, this time we really got it.
Tabby treasures.
They have the collar that can translate your dog to bark.
I saw the story.
Oh, yes! This one really works.
That's what they say.
You gonna get one for the dogs?
Oh God, I want to have. I would. Have no interest in what's on their mind.
I need to know what Moses
especially
thinks.
Moses.
It translates.
No, Moses. Let me say this. Moses is clearly QAnon. He may have even started it. He may be Q. I don't want to hear what he has to say.
It tells you their mood. It doesn't tell you
how many they got.
Hungry.
It doesn't tell right. It doesn't tell you like, hi Dave. It says like, happy.
We can already tell.
How annoying would that be?
Anxious.
Horny.
Yeah, what if you put it on
I
the
got
dog?
It, I got
and
it.
Every, like, just constantly your dog's just, like, sad.
Or hate. What if, or hateful. Like,
disgust.
What if every time you walk in the room, what if they're, what if you could hear
shame.
the collar going off across the house and they're like, happy, joyful, sleepy. And then you walk in the room, it's like, hate, hateful, anger. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, what would you do?
We're all better off not knowing.
I know what
that's
I
what, I, that's what I think. That's what I'm thinking.
A hateful dog would be looking for a new home. That's what I would do.
Do you think Molly dislikes you as much as you do, Molly?
Molly's the one I like.
Oh, which is the one you don't like?
Natty's the one I don't like.
Oh, I thought that was like the long-running dog that
That is
loved.
The long-running dog that's gone. That has decided that she doesn't care for anyone or anything in life anymore.
The day that he puts a collar on Natty and it says hateful is the day that he's going to show her the door. That's the last 10 seconds
like
that talks about
the whole owner-pet relationship is based upon the fact that they can't say or do anything. Like, if they could talk, we wouldn't be getting them in
Natty's
the first place.
Talking very loudly on a daily basis.
If dogs could talk, rescue places would be full.
Is this your new? Is this your new couch? Oh, look! You guys got new chairs in the kitchen. That's what I think of your new couch. Here. Oh, look! New chair. That's what I think of that right there. Yeah.
Disgust.
Yeah.
Rage.
Pure judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Anyone else see Al Watkins last night on TV?
No.
I did not realize
I was watching Chris Cuomo, and
he was on
we
the
have a
big,
minute to go here.
He was on the big TV?
He was on, and Chris Cuomo goes, okay, you know this idiot, the guy in the bullhorns? Yeah. The QAnon shaman.
Yeah, they got it. Yeah, that's it.
We have his attorney coming on.
Nickname.
We have his attorney coming on, and he's like, I welcome Al Watkins. And I'm like, oh, bingo. And they had to, the whole segment, you couldn't hear what he was saying. It was just like kept going in and out, and, and they finally had to like go to break and come back and call him on the phone. And it was just vintage Al Watkins. And so basically he just threw Trump under the bus and said, Trump invited my client. This was kind of clever. It would never work in a million years, but he said the president of the United States can go to any federal building he wants and take any guest that he wants. And he just invited 8,000 people, including my client, to go into the Capitol building. And which is kind of clever. It's not going to work. But he just craps on the president. It's completely his fault. Everything's his fault. None of these people did anything that they weren't directed to do by the president. And now I'm formally asking the president to give my client a pardon. It's like, I'm not sure that's the way that works.
Wait a minute.
but yeah, so he went on national television asking the president to pardon Bullhorn guy.
Is he still representing the McCluskeys, or did that relationship end?
I think the relationship ended, but I'm not sure.
Are the McCluskeys, is that still even...
I don't know.
Gardner got taken off the case, so it's not as juicy anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's any action.
Now it's just a real case. Like every other case just winding its way through.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I was like half asleep on the couch, paying half attention to Cuomo, and I hear Al Watkins, and I'm like, brew the coffee. Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
3:30 DGS. Happy Friday. Andrew just said that several people called in to Annie's show to comment on Mr. Jack Twitter.
Yeah, he was like, well, you know what Jack Twitter's been saying? And I was like, Jack Twitter? And they were like, yeah, you know the guy. And I was like, yeah, I do.
Look, there's a bunch of stuff I don't know. I don't know half the names of, like, musicians and stuff. But as soon as I find out that I've said it that wrong, I no longer have an opinion.
You don't know
Robert? Does that make sense?
You don't know Robert Led Zeppelin?
So the pigeon?
I don't know anything about the pigeon. I just saw the headline, which is authorities say Joe the pigeon is likely Australian, does not pose biosecurity risk.
So as I understand
it. And I read that out loud and everyone knew about it but me.
Tony, you can correct me. As I understand it, Joe the pigeon flew like 13,000 miles from the U.S. to Australia. How they know that, I don't know. But he landed and they're all like, oh my God, an American pigeon. He brought COVID. We got to kill him. Now, killing a pigeon's like stepping on an ant, pretty much. But, of course, once a cow gets out of a truck or a pig gets out of the slaughterhouse, now they're like a person. You can't kill them. And so everyone came to Joe the Pigeon's defense, and I'd not heard that update. So
he's most likely Australian, and he does not pose a biosecurity risk.
So they're not going to kill him?
Good.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about this pigeon. I just know that he is most likely Australian and does not pose a biosecurity. It was
reported. Sue, what percent chance of him having COVID would you need to kill him?
I don't know if I'd kill him, Dave. I should not be in charge of this. Someone else would have to be in charge of it.
So if there's a 99% chance that he has COVID, you wouldn't kill him?
Put him in pigeon quarantine.
Sneak him into pigeon quarantine and feed him on the sly.
Do you eat chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will say I love the pigeons that hang out around here.
I do, too.
Yeah, they seem to be nice.
Yeah.
Even though they have been pooping everywhere lately.
Everywhere.
Never noticed it like this.
You were talking about the Veterans Memorial, and then I was walking out there the other day. The sidewalks are, like, painted white.
Dude,
it's nuts.
Just trying to get lunch at Chris's, trying to get back and forth across the street, it feels like you're in a... Like, you're in a bombing...
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to get hit.
Like a test range. Like, I do, too. I feel like I'm going to get hit.
Are
but
you
apparently... what?
Is it worse than usual?
It
yeah,
seems
I had never
so.
Seen it,
hasn't
it like
been,
this before.
Either, like, they usually power wash, and now they're
yeah.
not, or we
oh,
haven't been getting
yeah.
too much
That's
rain,
it.
But
I
it's
think maybe
everywhere.
It's because there's
it's
so
way
few
worse
people
than I've
down
ever
here.
Seen it. Mm. Yeah, it's way worse than I've ever seen it.
Interesting.
It's just everywhere. But apparently Joe was in... He was in Oregon... And he made it from Oregon to Australia. They think he kind of hitched a ride on a cargo ship and was kind of flying along with the cargo ship.
And this was based on his leg band.
He's a racing pigeon.
Yes.
Apparently.
And he had an identifying leg band, and that's why they thought he was from Oregon. But now a development manager for American Racing Pigeon Union said on Friday, today, the band that was found on Joe the Pigeon was fake.
Oh, well,
so he
then
is
there
most
go.
Likely Australian.
That might have saved
someone
his
put a
life.
Fake
someone put a
fan on a pigeon?
What?
What kind of freak does that?
Or maybe they're just saying that because they don't want Joe to die. Oh, that's a fake.
Yeah.
That's not real. Because they said that since he came from Oregon, he posed a quarantine threat to Australia, so that they were going to have to kill him. That's what the Australian authorities said when they identified him as being from Oregon.
So here's the... Australian Agriculture Department's statement. Following an investigation, the department has concluded that Joe the Pigeon is highly likely to be Australian and does not present a biosecurity risk. Previously, they had said to Joe, if Joe has come in a way that has not met our strict biosecurity measures, then bad luck, Joe. Either fly home or face the consequences.
Bomb.
Oh, they said that to him, did they? They said
I wonder
that
how
the
you
addressed him.
Kill a pigeon.
Okay.
A gun,
officially.
Probably.
Nah, they're not going to shoot him.
Probably give him put him to sleep.
Yeah. Weird.
Look over there, pigeon. It's some breadcrumbs.
Wow.
It's a pigeon.
Yeah, they probably do.
Am I crazy?
Like that. I doubt that they strap him down.
We've
and
given
put
him a name, Andrew.
Sedative.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they shoot the pigeon?
Of course. It's
I
a
don't
pigeon.
Know. It's so, maybe it's somewhere between the two, but I don't think that they, like... I don't think they go out of their way to be as delicate
as they
can
be. Put him in a bag and throw
oh
the
my
bag.
Goodness.
Oh, my
God. His
on.
Name is Joe.
Come on.
You know who he's
it's
named
a
after?
Pigeon.
No.
Biden.
Because oh, really?
Because he came from America.
Oh, my,
so his,
oh my
love.
Gosh.
I'm not kidding.
For the love.
They named him Joe because...
I'm dreaming right now.
No, they named him Joe because he came from America. So he's Joe. He's the American pigeon.
I'm not kidding. This, I'm in a
so
dream.
So his name's a lie.
This is what my dreams are like.
If
Andrew says things like, put him in a bag and throw him in a pond. And Tony goes
That's
like,
horrible.
Yo, he's named after Joe Biden.
Yeah, they should
look,
name him like...
Look, I'm not endorsing
Donnie.
Any type of
Dungaree.
Pigeon.
Side.
Any
the
way
pigeon.
That they go about it. All I'm saying is that the people that are doing it, I doubt are...
Giving him last rides.
Taking it. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, let's
like
be as
meal?
Yeah, let's be as delicate with Joe the Pigeon
Thank
as possible.
You.
I just feel like they probably don't take it that seriously.
Breadcrumbs? No,
not
you don't
saying
want, like,
that
a
that's
steak?
Right or wrong.
Okay.
They pull some juicy fruit from underneath the park bench. Here you go.
So there's just no pigeons in Australia. Okay, so there are pigeons in Australia. Obviously, Joe is Australian. This leg marker caused all of this kerfuffle.
The fake
if I see
leg
a
marker.
Pet pigeon out there with something on its leg, I'm like, okay. I'm not going to go up to him and like, can I see your papers? Let me read what's on your leg.
Thank you.
And if he's, like I said, if he's Australian, then
this
the name,
not gotten less
the name is a lie.
Yeah, they shouldn't have named
him Joe. You can't name
him.
He's Joe because he's the American pigeon. And if he's from Australia, then the name is a lie.
They Crocodile named
Dundee.
Him
Nicole Kidman.
Crocodile Dundee the pigeon.
It's Michael still going.
Hutchins.
Nicole.
Name him Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. There you go. Nicole Kidman.
Someone make the dream stop. It's still going.
You're going to have a legit
dream
tonight.
Not even sure if she's Australian.
If I walk up on a pigeon and he's got a little thing around his leg, I'm not going to go ask for his papers. What are you talking about?
I hope the last thing that you think of.
If a 6-foot pigeon knocked on the studio door right now.
It wouldn't be any weirder.
I wouldn't even react.
Wouldn't be any weirder. Nope.
The last thing you think of before you go to sleep tonight, I hope, is me going, Nicole Kidman! And that informs your dreams.
Mm. Did you hear the latest on the Bitcoin guy?
I'm here to see the guy who said throw me in a bag.
Did he say he's not going to be able to guess the password?
He's pretty much given up on that. Only he has a couple more tries. He thinks so he had a hard drive that had his passwords on it, and he threw it out by mistake in the trash. And he went to the landfill.
How that happened?
That's the same guy?
Same guy. He went to
I saw the story. I did not realize it was the same guy.
We did this story like a year ago. So he went to the landfill, and it's huge. But somehow he thinks he knows where it is. And he said to the little town, I will give you 25% if you let me excavate to find it. And they said no.
And they said no.
Yeah. It started out, when he lost it, it was $9 million. Now it's $290 million.
Yeah.
He said, I'll give you 25% of it if you let me dig and try to find this hard drive. And they said no, because it's like an environmental hazard and blah, 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 blah. And no, you can't do it.
Hmm.
So
I saw that story. I thought it was a different, I thought it was another Bitcoin guy. That's crazy.
Same guy.
Do you feel sorry for this man?
No.
No,
not at all.
Not one bit. But even he said, don't feel sorry for me.
He's not being a jerk about it.
He said, I have more money than I'll ever know what to do with. Okay. So he's already apparently very
now
rich.
I really don't feel bad for him.
Yeah, really.
That's what he said. He said, don't feel bad for me. I already have enough money that I'll ever know what to do with. So, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina.
So Keely on Twitter says, for Joe the Pigeon, they would probably do CO2 followed by cervical dislocation.
Okay.
In parentheses, break its neck.
No.
But he doesn't have to die. He's Australian.
Okay. Now he's male.
He poses no biosecurity risk.
I thought somebody said they already killed him.
No, he's alive.
Oh, okay.
If they killed him and then they're like, my bad, he's from Australia.
Like they killed
and
him
the original line, I also don't understand the original line of either fly home or face the consequences.
It's very Australian.
Well, what does that mean? So they let him go up in the sky?
Yeah.
And what if he doesn't fly towards the ocean? Right. He just flies inland.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, he's
going to. Like, he's going to, he just got here.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to go, I want to fly to 13,000
miles. You understand all of this,
Joe. Do the right thing.
We told you California's that way, buddy.
Speaking of cervical dislocation, breaking the neck, I think there's only been like 10 of these in the world ever. Internal decapitations.
Mm,
you ever heard of these?
I have.
No.
This is where your head comes apart from the rest of your body,
but
you don't die.
Oh.
And so, people have walked into the emergency room holding their head on.
Nope.
And they're like, something's wrong.
Nope.
And it's only happened a few times.
Pardon me, if you have a moment.
But like, if they would have let go of their head, it would have just went.
Ooh.
Internal decapitation.
Can you get the door for me?
Okay. Since we're doing this.
You're doing it.
Since we're doing this. I almost brought this up yesterday out of nowhere. While I was watching one of my true crime YouTube channels this week. And
that'd be a good report.
It was about a story. It was about a story where they were trying to solve it in the end, but you know, he's going through the whole crime. And a husband and wife, middle-aged couple, were murdered, and it was literally
said that so dramatically.
It was literally
murdered.
That has been a murder.
It was literally axe murder.
Okay.
Like they were chopped up with their own axe.
Okay.
Their own axe? What a betrayal.
Their own axe. It ended up being their kid.
Oh,
so
geez.
They're grown.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
That's a delightful tale.
So, but part of the problem was there was evidence that the husband who died had gone through his morning routine and they didn't understand, like it didn't line up with the timeline.
Ooh.
What they ended up figuring out was This guy had a very distinct, I think we were talking about routines yesterday, and that's where I almost brought it up yesterday. This guy had a very distinct everyday morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of bed,
polish
put on my slippers, polish the axe,
thank God.
Make some coffee, go
nice
get
and sharp.
Make coffee, make whatever breakfast. Go
talk about
the
how
the
glad
newspaper.
He wants to be alive.
Make fun of the
so
son.
After he got, yeah, call his son.
What's up, loser?
Call his son.
Still no girlfriend, yeah, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, if you don't mind me, I'm just going to leave this axe
speaking of polishing
right here.
The axe.
I'm going to leave this axe right here next to you. Don't touch it.
He had sustained such terrible brain damage and wounds from the attack that although he was essentially dead, his brain was still firing enough synapses that he went through his daily routine, essentially walking dead, went through his daily routine, made coffee, ate breakfast, walked outside and got the paper, did all of this with this with these massive injuries,
that's
this massive
carry.
Head wounds until it finally was stopped firing and he fell over dead.
Wow.
But he went through his brain just was an automatic pilot going through his.
How about the son, like watching his dad get up from being extroverted, making
make
coffee.
The coffee.
Hello,
eat
son.
Breakfast.
Good morning.
Isn't that nuts?
Yes.
It's so crazy.
Honey, the Dodgers won again. I am so happy.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Has that always been in the song?
Sounds crazy.
Someone playing the crazy kazoo?
Mandela effect.
I don't remember that. Sounds like someone's taking a balloon and doing that thing
yeah,
and pulling
it apart.
Does.
This is the 2018 remaster. Perhaps they added kazoos.
Maybe so.
Perhaps they added a big elephant.
Snow sure is pretty.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a little more snow.
Yeah.
I like the big fluffy flakes personally, but yeah, this is fine.
I wanted some accumulation.
Bob wanted to be bad on the roads.
Boy,
Bob wanted multiple accidents and this stuff.
I can't make a body count today.
Sure can't make a slow.
It's so plenty, though.
Can't make a slow man out of that one.
I wish I could go back and relive the axe thing. That was just fun. Tony was in my position. Usually I'm trying to tell something, and you guys are all quipping at me, and I'm just trying to break through. And Tony's like, and then we're all like, maybe. That was fun. They found the oldest cave art ever.
The what?
Yeah.
The
oldest
what?
Cave art.
I thought you said Kmart.
I did too. I'm like, what's a cave art?
I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't know we were looking for it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, finally.
1973.
Deep in the jungles
yeah, what
of
did
Peru.
You hear, what did you
I heard Kmart, and I'm like, well, I don't even know what language you're speaking.
Deep within the Mayan jungles of Mexico, we found the first ever
20
Kmart.
Years. Dave just keeps getting better and better. Hey, they found the oldest Kmart.
It's in
it. Welcome back, guys. 350. This just in, the first Kroger ever has been unearthed.
What was the art?
It was a big pig.
What was the first nice. Ever blue light special?
A swarty pig, as they're calling it. I don't know what that means.
A swarty?
Swarty pig. 45,000 years ago. And I don't know. Whoa. Don't ask me how. I don't know how they know it's 45,000 years, but.
The guy wrote the date on the bottom of it.
April 7th.
Yeah.
40,000 BC.
Yeah. Ugh.
Swarty pig? How do you 4500 BC.
Swarty.
Then Google's given me nothing.
Really?
I found someone calling Peppa Pig. Thing. I found someone called Peppa Pig Shouty Pig. Could that be? I don't. There's no results for
like
Swarty Pig.
Like Peppa's my shoddy? What are you,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I Googled Swarty Pig.
Okay.
There's no results. Did you mean
fake
Sweaty
news.
Pig?
Okay, I found National Geographic.
I thought it was a warthog.
Warty Pig.
Ah.
Where are you getting that S from, Glove?
No, I can't reach it.
National Geographic says warty pig.
It's a swarty pig.
What is what's a warty pig?
Warty is like a warthog,
like a warthog.
I would assume.
Ah, okay.
That makes more sense than swarty.
A warty.
Maybe putting the S in was like us putting the capital L's in. Maybe in 45,000 BC, that's how they talked.
Now you got a swarty S in there pig. Now?
So they're very, very small little pigs, but these ancient artists come on, a paywall keeps popping up. I'm not paying for this.
Incognito mode.
But these ancient artists portrayed them with such fatness, which I imagine was something to do with their interest in killing the largest and fattest pigs they could find,
you
which yielded
P-H-A-T
the largest amount of meat.
Like it was
some
the
pretty
pig
hot,
was fat.
Some pretty hot and tempting pigs.
Thick.
Dummy thick pig.
Blueboard, why you make tiny pigs so big?
Dump truck.
What definition of fat we use in here?
So they were tiny pigs, but they drew them big because I guess that was the dream, was to find a big old pig.
Okay.
Big old swarty pig.
There you
dream.
Go. Big old boy, I could go for some pig. Coconuts.
Boy, that pig sure is swarty.
What do you mean, swarty?
pig got some meat
pig
on
you draw
bones.
Too big.
I hate this little pig I got. But everybody's gonna think when I'm gone, they're gonna think I had the biggest swarty pig in the
like
place.
Your wife with giant boobs. Yeah. This my wife. This my pig.
Yeah. That was
here's
the dream.
How much money I had.
Blowboard rich man.
Billboard got swartiest pig of all.
Yeah, if we could go back 45,000 years, there's just some guy with a tiny little pig running around his feet. Oh, good boy.
Mm-mm.
This is bad news. According to a new study, there's no such thing as too much exercise.
That's not true.
That can't be true.
Just for your heart, everything, like if you just ran a marathon a day.
Right up until you didn't.
Until you died?
Yeah. Right up until you didn't take a break and your heart stopped. No such thing as too much until it's too much.
There are two reasons I hate cardio. One is it sucks. The other is I truly, truly, truly have this thing where I feel like, because like when you get your heart rate up, especially if you have a little thing that monitors it, I just feel like it's not good. Like your heart's just going to explode.
Yeah.
Even though all the science says, no, it's good for you, I just feel like it can't possibly be. Mm. And that's what keeps me from doing cardio.
It's cardio's fault.
It is. Yours. Evidently, though, there's no limit.
Interesting.
Well, I disagree with that scientist. You're just going to have to agree to
agree to disagree?
You're looking for any out you can get, huh?
Hey, I heard the squeaky balloon sound, and I'm like, good.